This morning, we are preparing to go into lesson two
in our study of Proverbs. We spent a couple of class periods in lesson one in the introduction to Proverbs. And so this morning, we're going to be looking at the first nine chapters of Proverbs. Now, that seems like maybe a lot of material, and this mic seems to be rather loud. So let's see if we can... Are we okay now? Yeah, that sounds a little better. But the first nine chapters of Proverbs are actually a unit. And you can see that because at the beginning of Proverbs, it says in verse 1, in chapter 1, verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. You'll see the same phrase in chapter 10 and verse 1. In Paul's writings, for instance, in Ephesians, there are six chapters. The first three chapters are chapters that are doctrinal in their nature, and they talk about God's plan and how he formulated this plan to redeem man. But then the second half of Ephesians, chapters 4 through 6, are application chapters. They're practical in the sense of here's what Christians who are part of this plan, what they should do. You see the same thing in Colossians, chapters 2, 1 and 2, 3 and 4. Proverbs is similar in the sense that the first nine chapters are basically an introduction to the book. And they emphasize the importance of wisdom, the need to seek wisdom. And then when you get to chapter 10, although this isn't entirely absent in the first nine chapters, but when you get to chapter 10, you start to see the application of wisdom to daily living. And so what we're going to do this morning is take a look at the first nine chapters. Just a quick housekeeping note, I made some additional copies of the set of Proverbs class notes. In the future, what I will try to do is make just a handful of copies or fewer of the lesson that we're on, so that if you happen to forget your paper copies or can't get your computer to bring up your digital copy, there'll be copies in the back. You can get them and use them for that particular class without having to take a whole set of all nine lessons of the study. All right. Something interesting in the first nine chapters is that there is a very definitive contrast between two women. One of them is wisdom, and she is portrayed as inviting people to come and hear what she has to say, to listen to what she has to say. And there's a good bit of information about the consequences of either listening to her or not listening. And then there's another woman, and in the ESV, it says she's called folly. She's called the clamorous woman or the foolish woman in the New King James Version. It appears less as a name, but I'm going to describe her